The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe. By his word he brings on the evening twilight. In wisdom he opens the gates of dawn, and with foresight makes time pass and seasons change. He sets the stars and their courses in the sky according to his plan. He creates day and night, turning light into darkness and darkness into light. He makes the day fade away and brings on the night, and separates day and night, for he is the Lord of hosts of heaven. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe.
Day is dying. Worship while the night sets the evening.
perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise be the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3 and 17 through 22.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is mercy.
And the wonders he does for his children.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever. Let all those whom the Lord has redeemed proclaim that he redeemed them from the hand of the foe. He gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some were fools and took to rebellious ways. They were afflicted because of their sins. They abhorred all manner of food and drew near to death's door. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them, and saved them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercy, and the wonders he does for his children. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and tell of his acts with shouts of joy. Give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and the wonders he does for his children.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O
Lord, I commend my spirit.
as the apple of an eye.
Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Preserve us all.
forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and Merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee? And grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee, let thy continual pity cleanse and defend thy church. And because it cannot continue in safety without thy succor, preserve it evermore by thy help and goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Almighty God, who hast created us in thine own image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression, and that we may reverently use our freedom, help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice in our communities and among the nations, to the glory of thy holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. for the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Rerum Creator Omni by Kevin Siegfried. O Lord, the maker of all things, we pray thee now in this evening, us to defend through thy mercy from all deceits of our enemy. Let neither us deluded be, good Lord, with dream or fantasy, our hearts waking in thee thou keep, that we in sin fall not on sleep. O Father, through thy blessed Son, grant us this our petition, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost always, in heaven and earth, be loud and praised.
Oh,
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to
podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.